Radio Fly.
Chapter 14. How to react upon seeing an ugly baby. Babies are supposed to be cute and adorable. But sometimes, when we look at one, our day is completely ruined. Some of those bastards are so fucking hideous, it's an affront to nature itself. Here's what to do when confronted with such a terrible thing. As the saying goes, prevention is better than cure. Profiling is important. If the parents are a nuisance to look at, the offspring would, of course, be a crude mockery of the human form. In such a case, when someone implores you to just look at how cute he is, put your hand in your trouser pocket, take your phone out, and loudly proclaim that your mother's calling. Then promptly walk to a different room and take a deep breath. No one will come after you, as no one wants to bother anyone talking to his mother. If you are tricked into witnessing the little freak, run to the restroom immediately afterwards, as the experience may trigger your gag reflex. Puking is completely understandable and, in fact, considered quite healthy under such circumstances. Unfortunately, post-traumatic stress disorder is very common in victims of this crime. In the East, a new school of thought has emerged. They propose that you starve yourself for a few days before the event. It is believed that hunger pangs will blur your vision, which will help ignore the vile creature. When the abomination is presented to you, steal a glance, say something like, "Hello, monkey," and then rush to stuff your face. Copious amounts of alcohol are encouraged during the first few hours of the trauma. As technology advances, a new challenge has emerged. The screen surprise is a phenomenon where, in the middle of a conversation, new parents suddenly turn the screen towards you and say something like, "This is her." This sneak attack predominantly happens during lunch, which can be tricky, as we discussed above. This has led to a new kind of paranoia, which medical professionals have named being worried sick that your $49 steak will come out the wrong way. Also known as the Buchanan condition, named after Gerald Anthony Buchanan, who was so afraid of an incident happening at the Lone Star Steakhouse and Saloon that he was paralyzed from the knees down. In some cases, the anxiety is so high, it even leads to a complete collapse of the anterior insula, a small part of the brain believed to be responsible for the sense of disgust. Although the condition is rare and not well understood, there are remarkable cases of recovered patients who are today leading a normal life. Scientists in Belgium are trying to figure out why parents seem to be unaware of their child's repulsive qualities. So far, they have come up with three possible theories. 1. Some parents are just inhuman monsters, who are capable of ignoring the fact that their child is basically one big fucking nose. 2. Some parents aren't too bright, and think their offspring is a normal human child. 3. They've been granted some kind of magical powers that suppress the disgust receptors in the brain. In any case, the road ahead is dark and full of tiny, grotesque beasts, who will grow up to be some really unsightly adults. Use the workbook at the end of this chapter to build up enough mental fortitude to face such challenges in your everyday life.
Kickblast.